This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for April 12th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. We had a new donation to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign on Friday for $1,000 from Anonymous. However, it turns out Anonymous was really Sterling Trading Tech, and they did wish to let it be known that they are supportive of our efforts to preserve industry history with our video series. They also appreciated their competitor, Trading Technologies, matching their donation. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and have your donation to our GoFundMe campaign match by TT. The videos from the Eurex Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021 held on March 23rd and 24th are now available. There's a link in today's newsletter. The Washington Post is reporting that John Naisbitt, futurist and best-selling author of Megatrends, dies at 92. He was very influential during my years in college, and his work was very popular. It helped me look at the big picture, or megatrends, and I am sure helped influence the creation of this newsletter. FIA is hosting an online seminar on May 6 from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. SGT, titled Commodities in the Current Volatile Environment. At SGX, total securities market turnover value on SGX increased 50% month-on-month in March to 38.7 billion Singapore dollars, the highest since March 2020. Peter Johnson of Jump Trading reported on LinkedIn that it was another big week for Jump with the following happenings: acquisition of Jump portfolio company Hubtran by TriumphPay announced, Coinbase joins DeFi Allowance, co-founded by Jump, Pyth DeFi Data Oracle announced, bringing institutional-grade data to DeFi. The new Jump Off Point podcast featuring Dave Olson and Sam Bankman-Fried discussing the institutionalization of crypto and announcing Pyth, and a new blog from Yelena Skolnick on composable commerce. I really like the way the FIA has been rolling out the longer versions of the Hall of Fame videos for each of their recent inductees. The latest person they highlighted was Gay Huey Evans, the chair of the London Metal Exchange. These longer videos were produced courtesy of John Lothian Productions, and all the Hall of Fame videos are narrated by Patrick Lothian. We contracted with the FIA to produce the shorter videos they show during the Hall of Fame ceremony during FIA Boca V. However, we produced the longer versions as part of our efforts to tell industry history. We appreciate the FIA giving us the opportunity to produce these videos on their behalf. Sean R. Summers is now head of New York ICE Futures U.S. Market Regulation at ICE, according to LinkedIn. Congratulations to golfer Hideki Matsuyama, the first Japanese golfer to win the Masters Tournament. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. We have the spread video. This week on the spread, the OCC and several major exchanges report trade volumes. The CFTC orders a Brooklyn man to pay $1 million in penalties over a binary option scheme and more. Don't forget to register for FIA Law and Compliance. Go to www.fia.org to register. ISDA has episode 9 of their podcast series, Investing in Innovation. Technological innovation could transform derivatives markets, but how do you identify technologies with true potential? And what parts of the trade lifecycle are most in need of a tech upgrade? Industry veteran Mark Beeston, founder and partner of Illuminate Financial, shares his perspective. My comment, business is about two things, innovation and marketing. Here's a press release from TP ICAP Group PLC. TP ICAP launches Parameta Solutions. TP ICAP Group PLC, a diversified global markets infrastructure and data solution provider, today announced that it has launched the brand Parameta Solutions. Parameta Solutions is the new identity of TP ICAP's data and analytics and post-trade offerings. The business provides clients with unbiased OTC content and proprietary data, in-depth insights across price discovery, risk management, benchmark and indices, and pre- and post-trade analytics. Its nascent post-trade solution offering will help market participants control counterparty and regulatory risks through a growing range of tools that manage balance sheet exposure as well as compression and optimization services. My comment, branding on branding on branding. Here is a story from the Washington Post on the matter of virtual conferences, the strengths and weaknesses of the online exchange of ideas. This week on Earth 2, my doppelganger will be explaining the dearth of spoiler alerts columns because of his attendance at the International Studies Association, ISE, annual meeting. On that Earth, ISA would be held in Las Vegas for the first time a year after being held in Honolulu. These sites would have stood in marked contrast to the more traditional and less expensive locales in which ISA has held its conferences in the past. Baltimore in February, Toronto in March, you get the idea. Here's my comment. There are some strong reasons to continue to hold online conferences and incorporate elements of online conferences into in-person conferences. What is the question? Here's a story from the New York Times. The Wall Street Journal's internal audit, a look at what the newsroom's internal study, the Content Review, concluded about the paper's faults. For over a year, a special team of editors within the Wall Street Journal analyzed the state of the newsroom and produced a detailed, lengthy report on what the paper is doing right and, more important, what the paper is doing wrong. The stakes are high. Subscriptions to the journal are growing, but not fast enough. News Corp, the company that owns the journal, wants the broadsheet to double its readership. The study called the Content Review concluded that goal would be difficult without sweeping changes. My comment, good story about the conflict at the Wall Street Journal over its future. When the Wall Street Journal loses a subscriber, it is mostly because they died or their college discount expired. Here is another story about News Corp, but this one from the Financial Times. Murdoch's News Corp accused of undermining democracy. Ex-Australia PM says media group, quote, is most powerful political actor, unquote, in country and has divided the U.S. Malcolm Turnbull has accused Rupert Murdoch's News Corp of eroding democracy in the U.S. and Australia by dividing people and undermining institutions with lies and populist right-wing ideology. The former Australian Prime Minister told a parliamentary inquiry that Donald Trump's presidency was to some extent the creation of the media mogul and that the attack on the U.S. Congress in January was a consequence of partisan campaigns led by Murdoch's Fox News. My comment, all you have to do is open your eyes and your mind, and some things are evident. Here are the top three most read stories from Friday's JLN. The top story Friday was the New York Times opinion piece written by a former software engineer. After working at Google, I'll never let myself love a job again. The story was also number one on Thursday. The second most read story was also in the top three last week. A Yahoo story. Number two was JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon outlines serious weakness of virtual work. And number three was a personal finance article from the Wall Street Journal. Bitcoin and Taxes, a guide to the tax rules on owning cryptocurrency. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.